Wavesound Audiobooks presents Wildflowers by Peggy Frew, narrated by Zoe Trilsback. Fategan Bennett Daylight. Part 1. When the phone call started, Nina was surprised and wary. Then came dread, and not long after that, a flattened and feeble anger. Nina stopped answering the calls, which were from her sister Amber, her other sister Meg, and from her mother Gwen. She stopped answering the calls and she began to make a series of changes to herself, her life. She did not do this with any sort of control or intent. She did it like someone in a dream. The first thing she did was put an end to the affairs. Such an old-fashioned word, affairs. A word for her parents' generation. But they had been old-fashioned, with all the trappings, all the clichés, flowers, champagne, hotel rooms, lingerie. You could, in 2014, still find men who were into that sort of thing. Steep little hills they were, affairs. When you lined them up end to end, as Nina had over the years, what you got was rhythm and structure. There had been one disruption to this pattern. Luke was his name. But that too was over. The truth was that they had already been tapering off. Nina was getting older and men didn't look at her as often, or proposition her. She was only 37, but she'd always relied on a wispy kind of prettiness that just in the past couple of years seemed to have abandoned her. And while she understood that there were several things she might do about this, she'd kept hoping she wouldn't have to. She wasn't sure if she was morally opposed to things like Botox and fillers, even dyeing her hair, getting her eyelashes tinted, or just lazy. Either way, there was a resistance, and somehow it had all gradually slithered from something that she might consider one day to something that it was probably too late for. There was also the matter of meeting men. In the past, it had always just happened. They'd found her. There were things that she could do about this as well. She could figure out the right places to take herself, the right bars, at the right times. Or there was eHarmony or whatever, which she only knew about because her friend Sydney kept trying to make her go on it. But it had all seemed to require too much effort. And then the calls had begun, and the messages left on her phone. Amber's, formal, solemn, solicitous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?